with the...
Reel, you're talking about reel to reel.
Ms. Cottonell Evans. Now, let's start. Good evening, everybody. We're discussing tonight an interesting topic concerning the shichra of avodim when it comes to an eved kenani. Now, we know for a fact that under normal circumstances, there's a halacha that applies to an eved kenani, le'olehem behem ta'avodu. If you look in the Maror Hamakomos in front of you, I have on the bottom the quotation of the Rif, in small print with the Rif brings from the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda kol meshachar avda oiver basei shenem ul oile behem tavodu, Tanar Rabbanim ul oile behem tavodu rishus, Divir Rav Yishmael, Rav Akiva says chayva, v'kaim lo halacha ka Rav Akiva mechavera hilkach ka Rav Yehuda dekoy kavasei. Which means we paskin halacha lamasa, there's a halachic requirement, incumbency, that when you have an Eved Kenani, you acquire one, you create one, it has to stay under Jewish ownership. You're allowed to sell it to another Jew. And that's the halacha, olam behem tavodu. There's a chiyuv for you to keep that person in avdus. Now, Chazal tell us that this Eved Kenani, when he becomes an Eved Kenani, it's not just a financial acquisition of the Eved, but the Eved undergoes a quasi type of geiris. If it's a male Eved Kenani, you're going to do a bris milah, l'shem, Eved Kenani, you're going to be tovel this gentleman in a mikveh, and he then is invested with a din of kedushas Eved Kenani, where Chazal, based upon the connection between an Amah Avriya and a Shifka Kenani, is coming to the derivation, the same level of chiyuv mitzvah that applies to a Bas Yisrael applies to an Eved Kenani. So every mitzvah that halach lamas applies to a Jewish woman applies pragmatically to an Eved Kenani. On a halachic level, that means, technically speaking, those mitzvahs that women, Jewish women, are exempt from, he's also exempt from. And one of the classical categories we're going to see tonight is mitzvahs ha'aseh sha'azman grama. The women are normally exempt from halach lamasa, the same way they're exempt from that mitzvah, and Eved Kenani is also exempt from that mitzvah as well. So the Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Aleph tells us, and the Masechta is getting... it tells us the following halacha. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Eved sheniach tefillin b'fnei rabbi, if an Eved Kenani put on a pair of tefillin in front of his master, yotze l'cheiros, it's an indication that he goes out for freedom. What does that mean? So this itself is gufo amachlekes rishonim. Many rishonim say, not that this is the cheiros putting on the tefillin, but it indicates that the adon must have been meshachra the eved before, and in order to publicize the ma'aseh shichra, he allows him to put on a pair of tefillin. Tefillin is the mitzvah aseh zman grama, noshim apaturais, and eved should be theoretically putter. By the fact that the adon is allowing the eved kenani to put on a pair of tefillin indicates that halach lamasa, he must have undergone a previous shichra. That's why he's allowing him to do this activity of putting on a pair of tefillin. Therefore, according to this Rishonim, it indicates he must have been meshachra before.
How could he be meshachra in Eved Kenani?
We're going to get to that. That's the second part of tonight. Under what circumstance he can meshachra Eved Kenani? But over here, according to Chazal, the fact he let him put on tefillin is an indicator he must have been meshachra him. There are other Rishonim who learn, no, that it could very well be the putting on of the tefillin on the Eved Kenani is in fact not halacha lamasa, an indication of a previous shichra, but this alone is a ma'aseh shichra, and it's very similar to an adon doing an activity of a mekadesh's Eved to a Bas Yisrael. Because obviously he can't be married to a Bas Yisrael, so that would indicate that the other, in fact, was Meshachra, the Kinyan Kaspi he has on the Evet. And if that's the case, some want to say that's the same thing that applies when it comes to the Evet Kanani, having tefillin put on his body, that indicates most probably he was now Meshachra with this, the Kinyan Kaspi, and the Evet would then require another get Shichra, the takeaway of the Kinyan Isar, to fulfill the full Maisa Shichra itself. Which means besides the tefillin being Gufo, the format of the Maisa of Shichra, since it's not Kesef, since it's not Shtar, it serves perhaps to remove the Kinyan Kaspi from the Evet, but the Kinyan Isar, regarding the Evet status, Halacha Masa of Kiyum of Tayag Mitzis, of Kedushas Israel, has not been taken care of yet. So if that's the case, the Adam would have to give another get Shichra to take care of the Evet. This seems to be the approach of the Shitas HaRambam. There's a third approach, the Shitas HaRash, who claims that not that in actuality the Evet was Meshuchra before, and not that the putting on the tefillin is the Maisa Shichra now, but by the fact you put tefillin on the Evet and you gave the appearance, the aura, he's Meshuchra, and people are going to give the person the chashivus of being a full-fledged Jew, which might be a mikshul later on, chazal or mechayiv at this point in time, to meshachra the Eved, you shouldn't have a bilbul in the future, considering him a full-fledged Jew, when in fact he's not. That's Shitas HaRash. There are three different Shitas exactly over here, what the putting on tefillah means. But what's interesting by the Gemara says, let's go back inside. Meis ve'lovi mena rabo sh'asa rabo bitrapis. This price seems to indicate when he puts on a pair of tefillin in front of his adon, this is not considered an indication of shichra, and it's not a maaser shel shichra. It's a kasha on Yeshuvan Levi's statement. What indicates the shichra is not the ever putting on the tefillin himself, but that the oven places the tefillin on his body, very similar to the Gemara before with Adam married him off to a bas chayrim. That activity of halach lamasa, putting the tefillin on the goof of the Evet, on the body of the Evet itself, that activity halach lamasa therefore is an indicator that the Adam can treat this Evet as a full ben chayrim. And the three shitas I mentioned before, the shitas HaRashi, the shitas HaRam, the shitas HaRash, whichever way you interpret it basically kicks in. So it's only when the Adam places it on his body that the Shichra, whatever that means vis-a-vis this Evet Kanani, comes into existence. It's a very innocent Gemara, but this is the Gemara's surface interpretation. Comes along Tesis on the side, which brings us to the heart of tonight's topic. And Tesis makes a very interesting observation. Kisharaba niyichlo tefillin, v'lam mishum d'lo mevedle isura d'mavarach aleihen, v'ika brachal v'atala. Don't interpret this to mean that how do we know that Evet's Meshuchra by putting on a pair of the tefillin, by the fact he's putting on the tefillin and making a bracha, and if halach lamas he was not mechuyev in putting on a pair of tefillin, the bracha will be a bracha vatala. So by the fact that Adam put on a tefillin on his body and allowed the bracha to be recited, does this not indicate he must have been meshachra him? So Tosfos says, don't say that. Why? The ha'sukkah and lulav and shofar that are classical examples of mitzvah haseishas mangrama, the kama mitzvah haseishas anoshim mevarchos, and even though women are exempt from them, the halach is they can make brachas on these mitzvahs nevertheless. Now this part of Tesfis, I'm going to show you very shortly, follows the shita of a Rabbeinu Tam, which is the minig Ashkenaz, that our mitzvah haseishas mangrama, the noshim apaturos, we allow two things. For women to mekayim this mitzvah as the einu mitzvah ve'else, as she gets schar as the einu mitzvah ve'else, number one. Number two is she's allowed to recite the actual birchas ha-mitzvah like a male counterpart. So if that's the case, Tesis is very simply. If we, based upon Gzeres Shavos, are telling ourselves that an Evet Kanani has the same halachic status of mitzvahs as an isha, the same way she can do a mitzvah as the einu mitzvah ve'else and make a bracha upon it, there's no reason on the face of the earth, according to Tesis, that we shouldn't say that Evet Kanani likewise could do the mitzvah as Einu Mitzvah Va'isa and make the bracha upon it. So it's not the bracha recitation that indicates he's Meshuchra, because if we compare it to the Isha, then Halach Lamasa, that's no indication of any change of status. So what's the change of status? Ela mishum dein avodim regilim b'tfilim. Avodim don't put tefillin on their body. V'ilav d'shachrerei. And if it wasn't for the fact that Adam was already mishachrehim, lo habimonach lei, he wouldn't have had the chutzpah to put the tefillin on the Eved's body. Now this part of Taisis, it's small, but I'm going to show you very shortly, this Taisis has in it contained many, many yesodis, which is going to be the essence of tonight's shiur. And let me just point out something when it comes to the end of Taisis. This Taisis could obviously subscribe to the Shitas HaRishon I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur tonight, that the putting on the tefillin is an indicator the Baal was Meshachrehim beforehand. This is Shitas HaTaisis. Unlike the Rambam that says he's been Meshachre now and he has to give a get Shichra, unlike the Rosh that says because of the Maharas Ayin, he got a Meshachre in the future, Taisis goes with those Shitas HaRishonim that the putting on tefillin indicates he was Meshachrehim beforehand. And the Taisis says that Avodim did not put tefillin on their body, but what is interesting, Ika chasem and aseifa, why not? Why did Avodim not put tefillin on their body? What's the big problem? And what's fascinating is that the most important part of Taisvis is chasem v'sosa, which means there's no statement on Taisvis' own part, at least in this Taisvis, why there was a minig that an Eved Kenani was not allowed to put tefillin on the body, but it seems such was the minig. We have to discover tonight what was the rationale behind this. We have to understand what's the logic behind this. Now, to go into this barichus, I'm going to give you a little survey of the famous machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and between the Rambam. What is the halach when it comes to mitzvah shazman grama as it relates to noshim? And once we understand the halacha by Noshim, we're now going to reapply it to the Avadim. So our methodology tonight is going to be, let's first see what's the halacha when it comes to Noshim, when it comes to Zman Grami Mitzvahs. If we're able to develop a Lamdushim Ahalach vis-a-vis Noshim, and since Avadim Ahukish Lenoshim, perhaps we'll be able to develop a Lamdus to understand what Taisus meant. Now to facilitate this, Rabbi Yisai, I have extensive Maram Akamas for you. This is a present for me to you. You'll take it home. You'll do Chazar with later on. But if you turn to the next page, I want to show you something quite interesting. On the next page, on quotation A, there's the Mishnah and Masechtas Kedushin. Kol mitzvah aseh shazman grama, anoshim chayav anoshim b'tiraus. The kol mitzvah aseh shalom hazman grama, echad anoshim chayav. So we have over here, Rabbi Yisai, the basic principle upon which the normal delineation, which mitzvahs apply to men and women, know how luckily apply. Lo zman grama normally applies to both. Zman grama normally applies to men. It does not apply to women. The question now arises, it might not apply to women, but can women do the mitzvah and make a bracha nevertheless? If you look at quotation B is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tzitzis, Noshim ve'avodim, if you notice, the Rambam puts them together in the same halacha. Noshim v'avodim sherotu l'satev b'tzitzis mis'atvin b'loi b'rocha v'chein shah mitzvah zeh shah noshim b'tudas mehen imrotu l'asos osan b'loi b'rocha eimamchin b'yodo. Very explicit. The Rambam's opinion was that women halach l'masa can technically speaking do the mitzvah zeh shah zman grama the potter and mekayin the mitzvah and getzcha in the mitzvah iseh, but we never ever allow her to recite the bracha. And the Rambam says the same thing applies to an Isha, applies to an Eved Kenani as well. Very, very explicit. He'd be more explicit than that.
What is the Rambam referring to when he says, Ein mamchen b'yodei legabi what?
Which means we don't stop them. We don't protest they're doing this. Now, why is the Rambam saying this? Because there's a tremendous amount of halachic literature out there where some Rishonim did not want women to put on a pair of tzitzis, because they looked upon this as an act of gaivas alev, of yuara, because even when it came to men, Taisus says in Masechtas Menachos, even men when we do it today, we do it as a midas chassidus. Why? Because we in our generation don't wear four-cornered begadim. We don't wear the begadim Chazal wore. So what we do is we purposely buy a shmata beggar that has four corners to mechayiv ourselves in tzitzis. But the halach is, if you're not wearing a four-cornered beggar, you're not chayiv in tzitzis. So if that's the case, Taisa says, what do we do to show our religious fervor? We betafka go out of our way to buy a beged we normally wouldn't wear in the street. It has four corners. We put tzitzis upon it. So we're acting in the chiv of tzitzis, not because we have to have tzitzis, because we don't wear those begadim. It's to meet this chasidus. So when it comes to noshim, so some Bali Taisa point out, for a woman therefore to emulate a man when it comes to this, might be shy of yura and gaivis alev. Because if men do it, but me, that's chasidus. So who gave you a right to go even past the men? Now, when you wear four begadim, you're chayiv. When I wear four korban begad, I'm even putter. So she's going even one step further in this chayivus. It's not looked upon with tremendous acceptability. So Rami says, as far as I'm concerned, a mamichem biyodo, I'm not going to protest. Ramesha has a tshuva, you should know. He calls it the woman liberation tshuva. It's a very interesting tshuva. He wrote this tshuva many, many years ago to Rav Kellerman in Boston when he was the Rav of Young Israel. When women's lib became a major phenomenon and it started in Boston, everything good starts in Boston. So over there, Rav Kellerman wrote to Ramesha tshuva, give me the guidelines of what I should tell my women who want to be part of this liberation movement. What can they do with what they have to do when it comes to mitzvahs? So Ramesha tshuva, interesting enough, said, as far as I'm concerned, they want to put on a four-cornered beged. That's not a begedish. The mechayiv and tzitzis, ichob nish kind of problem. That I don't have a problem. As long as they're doing l'shem shemayim, as long as they don't have any tarumas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was unfair to them. As long as they're not doing it as a protest activity, they want to do it l'shem shemayim as an eim and tzuvah v'aisa. It's no worse than lulav and esrog and everything else. Gezuntahai. So Ramosha had no problem. He also, eimam chim b'yodai. When it comes to bracha, Ramosh is an Ashkenazi, and we hold, I'll show you, Shita's Rabbeinu Tam, we paskin, and that's the next Shita. If you look, Rabbi Yisrael, on the next page, which is page number 2, you find a statement of Rabbeinu Tam in quotation D, Mikam Edatech Rabbeinu Tam, Denoshim Mevorchos Al Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, Ve'afakav the Paturis Lagamri, Afilu midrabanan, v'loy mechayvi, k'demukha beperech misha meisu, mikol mekom yecholos heim levarech, v'en kam mishum lo sisa Hashem lashav, mishum mevarchas bracha shein etzricha. So as far as Rabbeinu Tam is concerned, he says explicitly that I am of the halachic opinion. They can do the mitzvah, getzcha'en mitzvah v'isa, but even make the bracha. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no shayla over here of a bracha levatala, a bracha shenetzricha. There's no violation of a law of lo sisa eshmei lashav. So according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, not only can I do the mitzvah, I can make the bracha. So we have in front of ourselves a yesedistik amachlekes between the Ashkenazim and Sfardim. The Sfardim represented by the Rambam, the Ashkenazim represented by Rabbeinu Tam, whether they can recite a bracha on a mitzvah they're exempt from. And in the Shulchan Aruch itself, if you turn our basis momentarily to the next page, I want to just show you how the Gedolei HaPeskim paskin. If you notice on top of the page, quotation 3a, the Ramah brings down in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tuf Kuf Beites, HaMinik Shanoshim Mevarachos Al Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, the meaning of the notion of the Ashkenazic world is to make a bracha Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, Al Kein Devarchenu La'atzman, therefore, they can make a bracha for themselves. But men should not make the bracha for them if the men have already been yotz in the mitzvah themselves. What he means very simply is, I can make a bracha for you on a mitzvah if you're mechuyev in the mitzvah, I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah. So, b'teres arvus. If you were not yotz, I still have an achiyev vis-a-vis your mitzvah. Therefore, b'teres arvus, I can make a bracha for you. But if a woman is exempt from the mitzvah, the man's chayiv, the man was already yotz his mitzvah, I don't have any arvus for her. If I make a bracha for her, be shayla v'bracha levatala. So therefore, our meaning is to allow noshim ashkenazios to follow shittas Rabbeinu Tam, mitzvah, schar, and a bracha. If you look at quotation 3b, the psak of the mechab in Shulchan Aruch is, afa pisha noshim paturos yecholos litkaya, even though women are exempt from the mitzvah of shayfer, tzman grama, they can blow, but they can't recite a bracha. Rav Yosef Karo is the major Sfardish Pesach, follows the Shitas HaRambam, who is his major Rebbe. So if that's the case, mitzvah yes, bracha not. Now I want to analyze for a couple of minutes What is the reason and rationale besides the respective shitas? I'm going to start with Rabbeinu Tam first, and then I'll work over to the Rambam. What is the reason, halach lamasa, that Rabbeinu Tam and his machna of Ashkenazic poskim had no problem with women reciting brachas and mitzvahs they're exempt from? Now I want to show you, if you look on page number 2, a very interesting Rabbeinu Nisim Iran from Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, who ironically, even though he's a Sfadish HaPesek, is Malabat Tzchus and gives a Hezber for the Minig Ashkenaz. Listen to what the Duran says. This is quotation E on page number 2, all the way on the bottom. All the way on the bottom. Okay. So the Rabbeinu Nisim says, L'in ha-baracha kosev Rabbeinu Tam, demratzu levarcha oslekem ishim baracha levatala, and he brings a raya from the famous Rabbi Yosef. Now, what does he bring a raya from? Go back on top of the page to quotation C. The Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, it's a Gemara in Baba Kama, it's also Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, of a major question concerning a person who's a Summa. Is a Summa chayiv in mitzvahs ben ha-Torah, or are they exempt? So the Gemara tells us Rav Yosef, who's one of the famous Amoraic Summas, said, Merei shav amin, initially I thought, Ma'adom ha-halochek Rabbi Yehuda, dom ha-Summa potem in ha-mitzvahs, ko'avidna yom-etav ha-rabbanan, that if he paskint, which he does, that a Summa is potem for mitzvahs ben ha-Torah, all mitzvahs, so if people would tell me that Halacha is like him, I would make a special party to celebrate that. Why? My time of the Lo Mifkedina, the Kavina Mitzvahs. Look at me. I'm Pater for Mitzvahs, and I do it nevertheless. I deserve a pat on my back. So if the Halacha is like him, he thought that we therefore say, Godol, She'ena Mitzuvah Mimatzuvah, and therefore I would celebrate that. However, he then says, V'hash the Shavad Le the Rab Chanina, the Machanida God la Mitzuvah Isa Mishena Mitzuvah Isa. Man do Amali Ein Alachar Bihuda Avidna Yom Tavel Rabbanan. My timer the Chim Efegidna Isli Agret Tefei. Because since Halach Lamasa, you're going to tell me now that a Suma is Chayiv in Mitzvahs. Now I'm a Mitzuvah Isa. I now have been told when you Mitzuvah Isa, you get more Schar. Then we do it as an option. Taisha says when you do it as an option, Hadish Kan Yetzar Nisati. When you have a chiv to do something, you procrastinate, but the yetzahara. Tell your children to clean up their rooms. When you tell them to clean up their rooms, the mitzvah is that they don't want to do it. But we don't tell them anything, and it's not a terrorist for sure, so all of a sudden they develop the keichas. That's a human psyche. So if that's the case, on this little maimer chazal, Rabbi Natan makes the following diyuk. He says, I want to understand the havamina. In the Havamina, when he says, if I thought the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, I'd make a party to celebrate, I'm doing this as a Eina Mitzuvah Vaisa. So Rabbeinu Tam said, what did he mean? I'm doing the mitzvah without a baracha, and I'm making a party about it. Why should he be so happy? It's deficient. It must mean,
what's deficient?
Because if everybody else is mukhiv the mitzvah, does the mitzvah with a baracha, and you as Eina Mitzuvah Vaisa, you think it's greater. I'm doing the mitzvah una bracha, without a bracha, doesn't that indicate there's a deficiency in what you're doing? So Rabbeinu Tam says, by the fact he wanted to pat himself on the back, and says, even though I'm ain't a mitzvah isa, I'm doing it nevertheless, and look at how wonderful it is, what does that mean? It means he's doing the whole maisa mitzvah with a bracha, as a mitzvah isa, but he's doing the ain't a mitzvah isa, and therefore there's no difference in what he's doing, but he felt as ain't a mitzvah isa, he get better schar. Rabbeinu Tam felt if he wasn't making the bracha at that time, what did he feel so excited for? So therefore must mean, as Eina Mitzuvah Isa, as a Summa Pata, he still made a bracha. So Rabbeinu Tam's logic is, if a Summa at this point in time, as on a derisa level, is Pata Min HaMitzvahs, and he's doing his Eina Mitzuvah Isa, and he's making a bracha, why should Noshim be any different or worse than a Summa? And therefore she's in fact exempt from the mitzvah, let her do the mitzvah, with a brach as the havamina of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yosef in the initial discussion. So that's the proof to the thesis of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So comes back to the Ran. Let's go back to the Ran. So the Ran says, if that's the case, im toimar, kevin she petura, heichem bevareches, if she's exempt from the mitzvah, how in the world does she make a bracha? Have you la bracha shein a tzricha armina kama rabba shein a tzricha oiva mishum lo sisa shein la hashav. You're violating a law of minat Torah. So therefore he's asking the obvious question all Rishonim asked. It's very nice she's making a bracha, but she's mentioning Hashem's name unnecessarily. She's violating Nisa deraisa, mitzvah ba'aveira. So Yeshlama runs initial teretzes b'shein l'rishayim. The bracha shein l'tzricha mederabbanu. Umoshe shein l'vatala denafla medeksiv Hashem l'kechatira. Hanemila b'loy bracha. Avo bracha l'amitza el mederabbanu. It's interesting. He says, when is there nisa deraisa to mention Hashem's name in shav? If I just mention Hashem's name out of the context of Sheva Hidot Hashem. Once I mention Hashem's name in the context of Sheva Hidot, even though it's erroneous, I still want to give cover to Hashem's name, it reduces it from a deraisa down to a derabanan. Ah, once it's been decreased to a level of derabanan, so he continues, Hanamili b'lay barach, avo baracha, lamitzel me derabanan. As soon as I encapsulate it in the baracha, not just the Sheva Hidot, but in the baracha, that's a formal baracha that other people make, even the Yisra Darabanan is eliminated according to this. The Dafka Baruch Shein Etzricha Klal. Our Baruch is HaMitzvah, Slim Shupat Mehem. Hello? Hilkach, Emrat Zanash Levarach, HaMitzvah, Zoran Grab, Arshas Piyadam. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. So this is the quote of Rabbeinu Tam. It's much more verbose than the way Tosfos quotes him in Mesechtas Bava Kama. However, the Ran says, I'm not happy with this. Why? Ikid Dedachi, that those Rishonim wanted to say, you can't, Rabbeinu Tam, bring a Raya from a Suma to an Isha. Why? The Summa of using Patim and HaMitzvahs had a Mila B'deraisa Ava M'derabad M'chayim Mishum HaKayim Matzav Yosef L'varech Ava Nash Ma'afil M'arubam Patiros U'makom M'kam Afa Pi She'ef Shalom M'kein. So he says, I can make a very bichilik. When you paskin like a Behuda, Summa is Patim and HaMitzvahs, he's talking on a Torah level. But Chazal felt to take a Jew who's a Summa, and it could be a congenital defect, it's not his fault. And to say your whole life you live a life of a guy, because I wouldn't do that if you're Baal Seichel. So there's no question, if a Summa was put in a mitzvah ben ha-teira, he'd be chiv and alive and all the mitzvahs on a derabbanan level. Once he's chayv derabbanan in the mitzvah and a chbilashin chiyuvi, of course then he can make brachas on mitzvahs that he's chayv on a derabbanan level. But you never find on mitzvahs noshim or patiris on a teira level that Chazal will ever mechayv them on a derabbanan level. So chazak kashi l'duchta. If there's no chiv derabbanan for a woman to do mitzvah she's exempt from, you can't derive anything from a Summa. A Summa has a rabbinical chiv to do the mitzvah. He has a right to recite the bracha. A Noshim who don't have a chiv derabbanan to do a mitzvah they're exempt from, they shouldn't have a right to recite the bracha. So he basically takes apart the entire proof source of Rabbeinu Tam. So we're now left with the problem. So what do we do? So this is where the Ran makes his contribution, which I want to let me just say what I have to say, then I'll entertain the question. So comes along the Ran with a tremendous chiddush, Rabbi Yisrael. Listen to this. He says, if that's the case, I want you to know the following. He says, if that's the case, I want you to know, Mekom Mekom Alpha Pish Epshalom, okay? Kein Mishahor Rabbein Atam, Natina Kavasei, Mnei Shinot Asaleim Schar, Midar B'yosei Barabchina Gadol Mesuv Aisa Alma, Limishin Mesuv Aisa Yeshlo Schar, Hilka Bechol Mitzvah Heim Avarchos, V'lo Neim Ahoyu V'lo Nitztava Eichon Vetzivanu, Lo Kashya, Kein Mishanoshim Nitztavu, So the Ran comes with an incredible chiddush. The Ran says, you know why they can make a bracha? Because at the end of the day, the men recite a bracha vitzivanu, b'loshen rabim, Hashem commanded us. Women are makabel schar for doing the mitzvah. So quite obviously, men hashemayim, they're doing something. So combining both together for them to say vitzivanu, therefore, is not a sacrilegious statement because women are part of Klal Yisrael, the community of Klal Yisrael. The brach is not a Galitziana brach. We don't say Vitzivani. We say Vitzivanu. So therefore, talking about the hischaivus of Klal Yisrael in the brach. Eh? So if the men say Vitzivanu, Klal Yisrael is hischaivus, and they get schar, you put them together, it gets in the brach the ability to say a bracha. So Chaim Vassaman, Rav Chanan Vassaman asks a gevaldik akasha. Rav Chanan Vassaman says, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. But over here he says, I don't see that. The fact that men say vitzivanu and women mekabel schar, how does that take away the brachal of atola and the problem of vitzivanu for women to recite vitzivanu? It's a lashon shel sheker. I mean, if you think of it for a couple of minutes, vitzivanu means we will mitzuvah to do such. But the fact of the matter is, women are not mitzvahs to put on a pair of tefillin. Not mitzvahs to take dalad minim. So how can they say vitzivanu? It's nice the men do it, but the women are not mitzvahs. And the fact they're getting schar, good. The other Rishonim like Rambam said, they also get schar. But that doesn't justify reciting the bracha. So Chanan Vassaman asks, what is the Ran mean over here? So let me give you a chiddush of Chanan Vassaman, which you're going to really appreciate. This is Chanan Vassaman in his Kavis Shu'urim. He says the following. What the Ran means is the following Yisait. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tayag Mitzvahs and Har Sinai, Hashem went through each and every one of the mitzvahs. And this is what Hashem did. We're coming to the mitzvah, for instance, of tefillah, if you claim women are chayiv in tefillah min ha-teira. So the mitzvah tefillah, men are chayiv, women are chayavos. Mitzvah kriyishma. Kriyishma is a zman grama. Men are chayavos in kriyishma. Women have a din deraisa of a rishus to do kriyishma, but they have no chiyuv. Which meant to say, Hashem said vis-a-vis Rashim, it's a rishus min ha-teira, the mekabel schar, but it's a rishus. For men, it's a chiyuv. When it came to tefillin, according to this, by tefillin, it's a chiyuv for men. Maybe for women, it's a rishus. I'm saying maybe because we'll see very shortly. When it came to tzitzit, for men, it's a chiyuv. For women, it's a rishus. Achilas matz on the night of Pesach, for men, it's a chiyuv. For women, it's a chiyuv. Which means when Hashem went through all tayag mitzvahs, the tzav Hashem was, this mitzvah is chiyuvi for you, and rishuyis for you, an option for you and a chiyuv for you. That's a tzav Hashem. Because in actuality, Rav Vassman points out, there are a number of mitzvahs we have in the Torah where even for men, it's a rishuyis, like a carbon oilas nadava. A man's not mechuyiv to bring such, but if you do it, you get a mitzvah deraisa. So Rav Chaim Vassman says that not every mitzvah of the tayag mitzvahs is a mitzvah chiyuv even for men. But is it a tzav min ha-Torah to do it if you do it properly? Absolutely. So in Chanan's mind, tzivanu means that on Har-Sinai Hashem gave us the halachic parameters. What's your relation to this mitzvah? Is it a chiyuv or is it a rishus? Both are the tzivanu, both were the tzav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, if we're saying vitzivanu, the same way the man can say, because Hashem said for you it's a chiyuv, a woman can say vitzivanu because if it's for her, it was a tzav of rishus.
What about bris milah? A woman zipper can't say vitzivanu.
She ain't going to have a bris milah.
No, but if she does it for somebody else, she can't say vitzivanu.
She's a moil.
If she's the moil,
okay.
How can she make the bracha? Then she's zipper. It's not physically possible.
So the question over there, that's a technical question,
right.
whether or not she can say, or whether she doesn't have the metzias
right,
to be
right,
even
right.
nichlal in it.
Right.
But that's a unique din in bris milah. That has nothing to do with all the other mitzvahs.
So
let the man make the bracha, another man make the bracha. In other words, the bracha is not my chemist. You have to remember, at the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, we think at HaSinai they were misakim birchas ha-mitzvahs. Birchas ha-mitzvahs historically did not come into existence until Bayis Sheni, and it was misukim by the Asher Knesset HaGadayla. Guess what? In Bayis Rishon, there was no such thing as birchas ha-mitzvahs, according to the Rambam. So if that's the case, Volkash is a moot point. So I'm just saying to you, the Chazal Ram is sacking the brachas, if she has some type of shayachas with it, physically and otherwise, she recites the bracha. So Bateris Milah, I'm not talking about that. There's a whole sugi, Masechta Avodah Zarah, where the Noshim are able to perform a bris milah on a man. There's a machlekes when it came to Tzipora, two days, whether she did it herself, or she slept another man and told him to do it on her behalf, a big machlekes. There's a machlekes in Taisus, how we paskin. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, they paskin theoretically a woman could do bris milah, but the minig of Klal Yisrael, as the Rambam says, we don't let them do it. Even though there's some factions in the Jewish people that want to have mohalot, but the Rambam says that's not the minig amongst Ashkenazim. Amongst Svardim, the Rambam didn't make that qualification. But the minig in Ashkenaz is women are not mohalot, and that's our minig when it comes to the rov of Klal Yisrael. But getting back to this, what I therefore want to point out to you is by the fact that they get schar min ha-Torah for what they did, and by the fact for vis-a-vis them, there was also a tzivui, because by them it was b'teres rishus. So if that's the case, it's no longer lashon shel sheker, because in fact, they are mitzuva b'teres rishus, they're mekabel schar. That's what he claims the Ran meant, and that's the yisod behind Rabbeinu Tam. This is Rav Chanan Vassman's interpretation of our very yisod that they give a shot. That's the way here. What do you have a question, Shama?
I'm just trying to understand something. It seems to be two different kinds of rabbanim.
Yeah.
One is the Rabbanan, a mitzvah somebody.
Right.
And one, the Rabbanan gives them rishus.
No. We're dealing with, we're not talking about the Rabbanans. We're talking on the Raisa level, not the Rabbanan level. On a Torah level, we're talking about now.
The Torah
According to the Ran.
The Rabbanim gave someone Yeshus to do something.
No, not to the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim Shalom. When it came to a mitzvah on Har Sinai, that for a man was a chiyuv, and for a woman it was Rishus, Hashem was Megala to Moshe Har Sinai. For a man, it's a mitzvah chiyuvi minatayra. For a woman, it's a mitzvah kiyumi. It's a Rishus minatayra. We're talking on a deraisa level, not the Rabbanim level. And so Rabbanim Shalom talking. So if that's the case, that Tzav vis-a-vis both of them was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzav means Hashem is the one who gave him over the command. But the command vis-a-vis you is a chiyuv, and vis-a-vis you, it's a halachic option. But it's coming from the Rabbanim Shalom. This has nothing to do with the Rabbanim. It's a Tzav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvayda b'yatzmo. That's the Chiddush or Chana Vassman and explanation of the Ran. Very Yisaydis Dikka. Now, if that's the case, going back to Tesis. No, but I'm just telling you it's in Kavis Yisroel. I can give you the Maram come for that later on. It's not a big deal. So based upon that Mahalik, if we go back to page number one, so if we look in Tesis again, we now understand the beginning of the Tesis. What is Tesis saying? Tesis is following Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. According to this, what he's saying is, the same way for women of Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah of tefillin, or the mitzvah of other zman gramos, is not a chiyuv, but it's a divine rishus, and therefore, what's the psak halacha according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Baalei Tesis, the Minhag Ashkenaz? Mevarechais, because Sivan applies to Klal Yisrael, and they are a makabel schar. So if you say that vis-a-vis an isha, since avodim kananim ahukish to nashim, the same dispensation you have for women, based upon Zer Shava, is reapplied to Av Eved Kanani as well. So in Hasina, when Hashem gave the mitzvah, men of Klal Yisrael have a chiv when it comes to tefillin. Women have a reshus minat teira, and an Eved Kanani, Dino Keisha, also has a reshus minat teira. If that's the case, bracha is not the problem. The problem is the physical placement of the tefillin on the body of the Eved. But so far, I haven't disclosed to you what the problem is. Now let me give you the second major disclosure. There's a whole sugya in Masechtas Erevin discussing women doing mitzvahs they're exempt from. And one of the mitzvahs that's highlighted is the mitzvah of tefillin. And they quote the famous story, Michal Ba'ashol was meniach tefillin, v'lo michal chachamim biyada. Chazal were not mocha, which would seem to imply they acquiesced. So the question that everybody asks is that the minig of Klaus, when it came to Nashim, going back to the Tkufas HaRishenim, is they never allowed women to put on a pair of tefillin. Despite all the lumdis of the justification I just gave you, when it came to what happened in Har Sinai, with the Ran, and with the Kavish Shurim, with all the Tegutzim, with Tesis over here, the minig was not to allow women to put on a pair of tefillin. The question is why? Why? So I want you to know, I want to quote you two sources. I'll tell you where they are. One is a Tesis, a Masechtis, Erevim, on Tzadivav Amar Aleph. The other one is a statement made in the Kolbo, Simin Chaf Aleph, B'shem the Maharam Rutenberg. The Kolbo was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So you have a French and German Baalei Tesis. This is what the Maharam says. Im ratzu hanoshim laniach tefillin. If noshim want to put on a pair of tefillin, ein shem lehem, m'nei she'ein yoydos lishma atzma benikius. A question of Gufnaki. This is mentioned over here by the Maharam Rutenberg. It's mentioned as well when it comes to the Tesis and Masechtas Erevim, the Tzrichen Guf Naki, V'noshim Ein Zahiris Yochel Zahir. So we therefore see in their mind, the emphasis is the problem of Guf Naki. The Baal Orech HaShulchan, where the Shulchan Orech also says, very explicitly, Im Noshim Rotsis L'Hachim El Atzma, when it comes to Tefillin, Moichim B'yodo, you protest. So the Orech HaShulchan asks a simple question. Shulchan says that it's as mitzvah as man gerama. So my problem is, why is it not similar to Sukkah v'luliv, Shepeturais, and Mevarchas according to the Minhag Ashkenaz? What's the big deal? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, as a further hezber, Tfilim Tzrichen Gufnoki Kalisha Bal Kefanayim. This is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. That you have to have a Gufnoki, you can't have any gastrointestinal problems. Now, based upon that, listen to what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Anashim Shemuchuyavim, men that are Muchuyavim Tfilim, Behechrech Shizor Behem Beshas Kriyashma Vetfila, Lachain Eimanich and Kalayom. Men should have worn tefillin the entire day. We don't because we can't control our gufnaki. So if that's the case, you put them on the bare minimum zman of shema and tefillin. You shouldn't be made a desheker. That I'm talking about the mitzvah not doing it. But as soon as you finish the mitzvah, you take it off it quickly. You shouldn't be yotze schar behefseidei. So he says, if that's the case, noshem shebeturos, the ganzen potter, lama yachnisu atzman bechashash gadol kazeh. Why should they put themselves in a matziv of doing something of Yotzei Schar Behefseidei? They might not have a gufnaki, and as a result of that, they'll be nichshol, and therefore wearing the tefillin inappropriately. So if that's the case, a menichin also l'diach tefillin, and ill you'll tell me, but the Gemara says an Erev Michal Bashal wore tefillin. He says, Mistama Yodesh Yitzadekes Gemura V'yodeli Zahir. But you can't say that about Stam Noshim. Now I want you to know, other Rishonim say, that's the Bavli's version. The Talmud Yerushalmi says, she was Meniach Tefillin, Umachu B'yadam. They did criticize, so it depends upon which version you're doing. The other Rishonim who say, that besides the problem of Gufnaki and Tefillin, there's another problem, Isav Hesech Hadas. The Gemara makes a Gzer Shava between Tefillin and the Tzitz Hazov, worn by the Kohen Gadol on his head. The same way there's the Isa Hesech Hadas, when it comes to one Askara mentioned in the Tzitz Hazav, the tefillin that has multiple Askaras, surely there's the Isa Hesech Hadas. So therefore, when it comes to a man, why is he subject to a limited time frame? Because of Gufnaki and Isa Hesech Hadas, he's mechuyif to wear tefillin, we give him a minimal exposure. Women, who could obviously speaking, daitas kalan alayim, they have menstrual problems, therefore that adds to the gastrointestinal problems. So you put the whole picture together. He can't be Mesir Das. And you have to have Gufnaki. There's no reason on the face of the earth. We should allow him to be Machlis or some in this type of Chiyav. Therefore, Chazal were Meiche. So therefore, what am I telling you? We therefore say Gufnaki and Hesech Das is the reason we refrain women from doing such. So some Achmedim want to say, this is what Tesis meant. The Tesis said, the why don't Avadim wear it? Elam Hashem Dein Avadim Regilim Betfilin. Why aren't they Regilim? So they want to touch up. The Taisus is Holech Lishi Tasso. The Taisus expects you to know the Taisus in Masechtas Erevim. The same way women we don't allow to put on tefillin because of Gufnaki and Hesech Hadas, that was the same exact reason we wouldn't allow an Eved Kanani to put it on because of the same two reasons, Gufnaki and Hesech Hadas. So one conjecture is they expected you to be a Baki Shittas Rabbein Atam in Masechtas Baba Kam and Kedushin and the other Shittas HaRishayin mentioned in Masechtas Erevim to put all the Taisus in together. And we look all the Taisim together in one specific context, you therefore realize Hesech Hadas and Gufnaki was a major problem for Noshim since their Peturais. Therefore, the Taisim said, the meaning of Klaiso was, once you said the vis-a-vis Noshim, and the Kanani shouldn't be better than her, and therefore the Na'amachuyiv, we don't let them come near to it. That's one pshat.
Are we talking about wearing it the whole day?
No. Even momentary, Chazal made a gzera, was a gzera de Rabbanan. That because of this Cheshash, it's the meaning going back to Tekufas HaRishonim. That once we have the chashash of Gufnaki and Hesech Hadas, minig of Klal Yisrael was, the Rabbanim is superimposed, Mochim B'yado, you don't allow it. Nobody said they're violating an official Issa de Rabbanon, because Mochim means we protest. If it was a full-fledged Issa de Rabbanon, they hit him over the head. Makas Mardis. So it means it's basically a chumra of minig de Rabbanon, not an official Gezeres Chazal. I don't want to mention that. Now, very interesting. Yeah. Now.
So where he freed his Eved to do the minion, all of a sudden he had a good...
We haven't got to that part yet. First of all, when you free Eved to be the 10 men in the minion, it doesn't mean he's putting on a pair of tefillin. It means he's now one of the 10 people. So that's a separate concept entirely. Now, there's another reason, I believe, for Tysus' exemption when it comes to them not putting on tefillin. And that's based upon another shita. And this is the shita of the Radvaz, quoted in the Rambam, Perik Yud, Halacha Yud, of Hilchas Melachim, where the Rambam makes the following statement. The Rambam says, I want you to know that Goyim Gemurim, are allowed to Mekayim Mitzvah HaTorah as a Einam Mitzvah V'Aseh, and they get Schar as a Einam Mitzvah V'Aseh. If a guy wants to do other mitzvahs besides the Zay Mitzvahs, you know, as a Rer Fruma, and he wants to do other mitzvahs of the Torah besides the Zay Mitzvahs, he's a Chayiv, he can do it as a Einam Mitzvah V'Aseh, get Schar, as long as he admits he's doing it as a Einam Mitzvah V'Aseh. And the Rambam doesn't qualify this. Comes along the Radvaz, or David ben Zimra, on his Perish to the Rambam, and he says, despite what the Rambam says, I want you to know that the minig in my communities, I was the Pesik, that I never allowed a guy, even as in the Mitzvah of Isa, to do three mitzvahs, despite the fact he had Elche Kavanos, and what were they? To put on a pair of tefillin, to affix a mezuzah to his doorway, or to be able to manhandle and learn from a Sefer Torah. Now, why did I not allow a guy to do such? Because these mitzvahs are intrinsic chafatzim shel kedusha. They have intrinsic kedusha as karis Hashem, and he does not have kedushas Israel. To allow a person that's devoid of kedushas Israel to have physical conduct and interaction with a pair of tefillin, and with the Halakha Sefer Torah, and even with a parchment of a mezuzah, you'll be mezalzel b'kedushas chafatzim with the Shem Hashem by allowing an Ogel, a person who's devoid of Kedushas Yisrael, having involvement with them. So because of lack of, therefore, the Kedushas Yisrael, I won't allow them to do such. I found later on, some of the Achreinim say on this Tesis, it could be, that this Tesis held like the Shitas HaRadvaz, that we didn't allow a guy to put on a pair of tefillin because he didn't have full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael. What's interesting is, women have full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael, and they, the problem is, Gufnaki and Hesech Adas. So you'll tell me he's a man. He doesn't have the Nidus problem that women have. And he doesn't have the talking problems. There's no problem of Hesech Adas. But he got one problem woman does not have. She's invested with full-fledged Kedushas Israel, and he does not. So therefore, he has a quasi-Kedusha like a guy, or some type. So if that's the case, the same way, we wouldn't allow a guy Gama to put on that pair of tefillin, he should also be deprived of. So this is another shot potentially in Tesis, why Tesis would not allow as many Israel for a guy to put on a pair of tefillin. This is shot number two. Shot number three I found in the Gedolei HaPeskim was when you put tefillin on your head, you'd be made Edus, Emes, on the concept of Zechiris Yisiyas Misrayim. We went from a base Avdos, when Abnei Charim, Kedushas Yisrael, and Mitzvah Kedemer. So a Ben Charim can make such an Edus. How can an Ever Kanani, that's still an Ever Deraisa, to another Adain, say, I went from Avdos to Charis, he's still an Eved. So Salosh and Shel Shek, he's been made Edus Sheker Atzmai. So that's another reason they said the Midig was not to allow an Eved Kanani to put a pair of tefillin on his body. So I so far gave you halacha lamaaseh, Rabbi Yisai, at this point in time, four different potential reasons why there would be minignat. The problem I always find with all of this ach is ikka chasam and asefer. Tesis just tells us the minig was not, but what I'm giving you with four different conjectural possibilities of what the why not is not what it is not. Now, when it comes to Shitas HaRambam, I want you to know that the Rambam had a totally different mahalich when it came to the concept of why, in fact, Noshim can do the mitzvah of Zman Grama, but they can't make a bracha. What's the Rambam bothered by? So if you go to the Maram HaKemis, what I want you to know is that the Beis Yosef quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, you know why women can't make a bracha on tzitzis or tefillin or kedemer? Because how can they say v'tzivanu? Number one, maybe it's a Loshin Shel Sheker. But number two, it could be when they say Vitzivano, according to Shitas HaRambam, they're violating the Issa of Baal Tesef. Strange. They're violating an Issa of Baal Tesef. Now what is the Beis Yosef and the Smag mean by this? So I wanted tonight, before we dive in Mariv, I have 10 minutes, to tell you an incredible Chiddush in Shitas HaRambam, many people are not aware of, which I guarantee when the time I finish, you'll see something you've never seen before. I guarantee you've never heard this before. Why? Because I'm a few people who said it, so I don't think you heard this. Listen to what the Rambam says. The Rambam is of the opinion, if you look, Rabbi Yisrael, on page number one, the Rambam is concerned about what happens when Beis Din HaGadol makes takanas and gezeres. And halachas see, the Rambam says in Hilchos Maamar, I want you to know something. That when Chazal made gezeres and takanos, in order not to violate Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra, they had to identify what they're doing as a gezeres and takanas Chazal. And he gives the following example. If I'll say on Basa Eif, when it comes to Basa Cholav, it's a Chiyav Deraisa, I'm violating Baal Tosef. If I parade around the Issa Derabanan as if it's a Deraisa, I'm giving a misportrayal of the emistikite, of the origin of this halacha. That's a violation of Baal Tosef. And if Beis Din did it, the violating Baal Tosef Baal Tigra mentioned in today's Pasha Shavua in Pasha Shaftim. Interesting. So from here, the Achronim derive a concept that according to Shittas HaRambam, the Issa, therefore, as far as he's concerned, when it comes to Baal Tosef, applies to portraying something that halakha l'maaseh is not what it is in reality, changing the conceptual construct of halakha. What's a deraisa, calling it a rabbanim, or vice versa, or making things that they're not even chayav period into things that they're chayav on, changing the construct of Torah is a violation of Baal Tosef Baal Tigra according to Shittas HaRambam. So if that's the case, let's say very simply, for you to allow a woman to say a bracha on a mitzvah she's exempt from, you're saying vitzivanu, what is she saying? She's giving the impression to people that she in fact is a mitzvah in this mitzvah. You're changing the construct of the halacha the way it's given, going back to Har Sinai. She was not mitzvah. According to the Rambam, you violate the Isser of Baal Tosef. Interesting, you ever hear this before? Now,
is this with a bracha, without a bracha?
No, when you say vitzivanu, that's the crime.
So it's the bracha.
So if you do the mitzvah without the bracha, there's no problem. Once you say the vitzivanu, nirik about Tosef. That's the lashon.
Saying amen to the bracha?
Who?
A man makes a bracha vitzivanu, now the woman says amen.
That's nothing.
That's she's saying amen to
the doesn't make a difference. He's allowed to say it. She's saying amen on the thing that he's allowed to say. Because he's mitzvah. But for her to say vitzivanu on her own ischaivus, that's nirik Baal Tosef, and that's the problem. Now, what's the proof source to this, of Shittas Rambam? So I found the Ar Sameach.
The behavior itself does not, but the bracha does.
The bracha itself, in other words, she gets schaz eni mitzvah v'isa. That goes back to Menat Torah. The Rambam agrees, Menat Torah, she gets schaz eni mitzvah v'isa. The Rambam says in Talmud Torah, she's exempt, she gets schaz eni mitzvah v'isa. That's not a big deal. The Tzivanu, however, indicates she's basically giving us a message that I'm a chiv and I'm tired to do this. And the Rambam says, and I'm a chiv to do such. And for the Rambam, as a unique concept, if you give an impression as when it comes to Kanas and Chzeres Chazal that you're chayv when you're not chayv, you're violating Baal Tosef. Now why am I saying the Rambam l'shitaso? Because the Baal Tosef never held a thing like this. The Ravid says on the Rambam Shita, who ever heard a thing like this? Baal Tosef Baal Tigra is, I'm making five fringes when it comes to tzitzis, 5 min when it comes to lulav. When you mashana the tzuras, I mean, but to say the constant gezeres chazal are included upon this, according to Rive representing the German and French polytheists, it don't exist. That's their opinion. But there is a proof in the Rambam himself that he held the way I said before. What's the proof? The proof relates to all the gezeres and tekanis chazal that we make brachas upon near Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. How in the world can we say vitzivanu? Hashem was not mitzavah to light Ner Chanukah. He was not mitzavah to basically read the Megillah. So by you saying vitzivanu, and it's the Rabbanan, you give the impression it's a deraisa. Every Darabbanan should brach be a violation about Tosef. So this is the kasha of the Ar Sameach. So he says, you know something? The Rambam answers it. Where? In Hilchos Brachos. Look at quotation D. This is the clincher, Rabbi Yisai. The Rambam says in Halach Gimel, quotation D, V'chein kol mitzvah shei midivrei seferim bein mitzvah shulchan v'midivreim kagon mikra megillah halakas ner Shabbos halakas ner Chanukah bein mitzvah shein chayv kagon erev and tis dayim mevarach halakah kainos yasam ashek shabbosav v'tzivano lasais. So the Rambam asked the question, V'heichin tzivano b'teira. Why is the Rambam asking the question? Because he got a problem. If you say v'tzivano and it's not the truth, you're violating what? Baal Tosef. Now you see what the Rambam's question is. What's his teretz? Shekasabu asher yomul chotase nimtz inyadron hatzon kachu Asher kidishanu b'mitzav v'tzi Ibrahim l'shmar k'ilu tzivu l'alik ne'er Hanukkah v'alikros megillah v'chein koshar medivrei sefer. What is the Rambam saying? There's a mitzvah in Atayra l'shmo edivrei chachamim. That's a mitzvah in Atayra. So when you're making the bracha, Mrs. Darabanan, the bracha is not on the etzem mitzvah. It's on the mitzvah deraisa of l'shmoya divrei chachamim. Upon that, there's a mitzivanu. So therefore, our mitzvah is the Rabbanan, that's the mitzvah of Chiyuvi, which Chazal are misaken, b'teres chiv de Rabbanan. I'm saying the mitzivanu on the Tokan is Chazal. Therefore, the mitzivanu is 100% emes api deraisa, because the mitzvah is l'shmoya divrei chachamim. For Nashim to say brachas, a mitzvah they're exempt from, there's no takanas chazal for that. There's no mitzvah lishmi devich chachamim. For them it would be nirik about tesif. Might be a violation of the derais, it might be a violation of the rabbanan. But surely it's a nirik about tesif, and not about tesif atzmo, rabba malishi tasa. So we therefore see if that's the case. Going back to the Eved, Kanani, according to Shita Sarambam, since he's not mitzuva, the same problem a woman has, he would have the same exact problem. So for him to say Vitzivanu would be a violation of about Taisif as well. And therefore, that's why for the Shita Sarambam, Halach Lamasa, there was no bracha recited over here. So if there was no bracha recited over here, so what was the problem? We're putting on the tefillin. We must say that the Rambam held with the other Shitas I mentioned before, either the Gufnoki, or question of Hester Chadash, or a question of putting a Chefse Shomitzah on a body that is of Kedushas Israel, or other reasons. That, when you take it as one big halachic yisoid, that could be applicable to Shitas HaRambam as well. In fact, what is interesting, and the Briskus point this out, that the Rambam in the Hilchas Avodah, when he quotes the concept of putting tefillin on the Eved, he says, Meinich tefillin al rosho. So the question is, why did the Rambam mention this? Why not Meinich tefillin al yaday? So they point out, the Rambam is trying to emphasize, I hold halacha mas, unlike Shitas Rabbeinu Tam HaKadomer, that when you put on tefillin, you only make a bracha on the Shiyah, you don't make a tefillin a bracha on the Shorosh. So even though there's no halakha requirement, unlike Rabbi Natan, to make a bracha sharosh, so it would never been a shayla initially, alpha bikin, if you put the tefillin on his body, since the minhag was not to allow an eved kanani wear tefillin, that's enough of an indicator that this is the beginning of a ma'aseh shichra, Rama Lishi Tasei. So if that's the case, it has nothing to do with bracha for the Rama, because he couldn't make the bracha anyway. It's the ma'aseh hanacha. That's the basic problem over here. Rabbi said I have to stop it without any ma'ariv to be continued in Mitzvah Shem. I haven't finished yet the other part of the topic, and that's the topic of the Ma'aseh Shichra. We'll continue with that next week. Bring the ma'ariv and comments with you, please. Yeah? Yeah, absolutely. He's a gavaldic yisod. His yisod is tremendous.